With the nation in a bit of an uproar because of police shootings involving black men, I thought we'd go back in time and bring in Muhammad Ali on the subject. No doubt about that. Ali says, everything's fine unless you step out of line.
Would you clear this up for me, please? Have you and Malcolm X, the man who helped convert you to the black Muslim movement, have the two of you split?
Well, number one, it's not black Muslim, it's Muslim. Black is the name given to it by the press. It's not black Muslim, it's Muslim. And when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad cuts a man off, well, then he's automatically cut off with all of his followers. And a lot of people call it a split. It's not a split. He's just one individual who, as we say, went astray. And when two governments split, one leader takes half, another leader takes half. Malcolm X is just there, and this is not a split. He's not big enough to be called a split.
Well, my newspaper carried a story saying upon your return from Africa, you refused to stay at the Teresa Hotel, your former
headquarters. Well, that's right. My leader told me, not my leader, but various officials said that it wouldn't be nice being in the same hotel that he was in, and whatever they say, go.
Georgiano Kane, New York World Telegram.
You just said that your leader, Elijah Muhammad, has a program that is the final answer for American Negroes. Can you give us one or two points in this program?
Well, what I would say is that time will tell. You have 22 million people wanting to integrate, pushing integrating, and dying for integration. And what they want. And when they don't get it, and when you get tired of beating them side the head with clubs, when you get tired of putting dogs on them, when you get tired of killing them, well, it won't be for one way for them to turn, and that's to our leading teacher.
How do you feel about the white persons who are risking danger right now to help the Negro integrate?
Well, I feel that you have one or two people acting other than themselves, but we have people such as New York City, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, all of these good northern cities. I don't see why they can't go on down and straighten out a few bad people. I can't let one or two people blind me to facts and reality.
Many of the people who are now working in the South to help the Negro voters register are white persons. Do you feel these people are allies of yours and of your religion?
No, they're good people, and for the cause they're fighting, they believe they're right, and that's all right. We have millions of people out of jobs. We have millions of people homeless, and the economical situation of the country is going, and just integration and the right to go in a restaurant is not going to solve nothing.
Mr. Clay, a man's religion, of course, is a very personal thing, but would I be prying too much if I ask you why your conversion from Christian to Muslim?
First of all, I'm going to say I have a new name now. It's
Muhammad
Ali. Yeah. After hearing the leading our teacher, after he teaches us all about, we are a nation of 20 million people that have no knowledge of self, that's a fact. We're a nation of 22 million people that have other names than our own kind, that's a fact. We're a nation of 22 million people who have no unity among us whatsoever, that's a fact. We're a nation of 22 million people that no one wants to be bothered with or even socialized with, that's a fact. We're a nation of 22 million people who are from another land, and when we were in that land, we had a religion, we had a name, we had a God. And after hearing the teachings of our leader, a man's mind is never the same again. Mm-hmm. And you can't help from being converted to the religion of Islam, because I was invited to 14 Islamic countries, and these people are the oldest people on the planet, so whatever they had was first. So whatever they had must be better than something 2,000 years old.
To get back to your attitude toward the white man, you've been quoted as saying, why should I hate the white man? Because the white man's money made me what I am.
No, I've never said that.
You've never said
that? Not like that. They call us people. They call us... They say Muslims hate people. That sounds real ignorant on the part of a white saying something like that when as a whole, we are the victims of hate. We are the ones that are hated. And we're the ones who are stoned and blowed up and killed and beat up every day and mistreated like animals, so we can't be no haters. If they call our leader hate teacher, if black people don't hate the white people after 400 years, then it's too late for somebody to teach them hate.
Muhammad Ali, while you were in Cairo, a pamphlet about Elijah Muhammad's Muslim movement was prepared and distributed by our United States Embassy there. According to reliable reports, this pamphlet is uncomplimentary and attacks Elijah Muhammad's Muslim movement. Did you see this pamphlet while you were visiting the UAR?
No, ma'am, I did not see that pamphlet, and I don't believe that's true. Anybody attacking the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would be run out of Egypt. I talked to President Nasser and all kind of Islamic officials of the scholars and the Al-Azhar, the oldest college in Egypt, and everybody sends their greetings and their love, and he was welcome, a open invitation to come to Cairo whenever he can, he and his family, and everybody talks about it all day, and they just love it. And that's not true.
While you were in Egypt, you were quoted as saying, "How is it going to look when I go home to my hometown and am treated like an animal?"
No.
Are you mistreated in this country?
No, ma'am. I'm never treated like an animal. No one will lay a hand on me. But I didn't say exactly that. That's one thing that I know that our leader teaches the truth about when he says that the average person here is hypocritical and lie. I've said so many things that were actually straight out twisted. But I said that many of our people, it's a plain fact how our people are treated here in this country.
You feel that many of your people are treated like animals, but that you yourself have not been, is that
No,
is that
they're
true?
Not. They're not treated like animals as long as they stay in the place. As soon as they get out of the place, then they might get killed.
Muhammad
That's
Ali,
a fact.
Excuse me, a few minutes ago, in answer to a question from Gay Pauly, you kept saying, "We're a nation, we're a nation." You said that about four or five times, and I'm curious. When you say, "We, Negro people, are a nation," are you apart from the American nation? Do you feel that you're separate?
Well, our leader teaches us that we are a nation within a nation. There are 27 million people in Egypt, and there are about that many Negroes in America, so-called Negroes. Well, if you have 27 million black people here, then that's a nation within a nation. It's a fact that this is not our nation. Every day, that's proved by whites, part of whites, that this is not our nation.
But you don't consider yourself first an American?
No, sir. No,
first,
sir.
You are what?
Proud to say no. First, I'm a black man. I'm an Afro-American. See, if a Chinese is born there, he's called a Chinese-American. If an Indian is born there, he's called Indian.
You may be called an American of Chinese origin. Depends on how you want to put it.
Well, I'm not no American. I'm a black man. I wouldn't want to cheapen myself like that because my country is old. You can't date the history of my people, and I would be cutting my history off if I just say I'm American first, and that's only 510 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud to say I'm an African.
I see.